Welcome back to the Sports Call, Tiger 95.9 FM, the Tiger Communications app. JJ Jackson in the studio today with me. I've got Tom Peavy and Javon Cutler. We've got the Sports Call podcast, and it's brought to you by Pepsi. If you ever miss Sports Call Live, or if you want to hear something again, make sure you go back and listen to our show on demand wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy an ice cold Pepsi to go along with the hottest sports talk, Pepsi. That's what I like. That podcast is available anywhere, wherever you get your podcast. Just search Sports Call Auburn. Leave us a 5-star rating and review. It means a whole lot because this is, in fact, the Abby Award-winning program here in the state of Alabama for the year 2020. All right, let's go to our Auburn Bank phone line and bring on a good friend of the program from the Auburn Sports Network, the current radio voice of Auburn women's basketball and Auburn softball, Britt Bowen, kind enough to take time out of his schedule to join us on today's show. Britt, my friend, how are things for you?
Hey, guys, War Eagle, thanks for having me on. Doing good.
War Eagle, that's awesome to hear. Let's get right into it then, man. We've got a new women's basketball coach for Auburn Hoops. Johnny Harris is the new coach. Initial reaction, Britt, were you as surprised as a lot of people?
Yeah, I was surprised. I mean, just because, you know, most of the names that were being thrown out there, Johnny's, unfortunately, at the time, wasn't one that was being thrown out there, at least in the media, wasn't being talked about a lot. But, well, I tell you, you look at her credentials, there is a lot to be excited about there. And she's an established winner. I mean, she's done it with Gary Blair. She's done it with Vic Schaefer. And I'm excited that she's able to branch out on her own and try to build this Auburn program back up to national prominence.
Britt, during her press conference, Harris talked about being tough, hard-nosed, physical, aggressive. So what were your takeaways from her press conference overall?
I mean, she was impressive. She definitely said all the right things. It sounds like from a coaching standpoint, I mean, she's got that philosophy of hey, we're going to get out and we're going to attack you. We're not going to sit here and take punches and elbows from other teams. We're going to be the aggressor. And I think what she said was, we're going to pick you up as soon as you come into town, and we're going to escort you right back out. So that was encouraging to hear. It sounds like that she's a coach that wants to come out and set the tone with her style of play. And if you look at the team she's coached in Mississippi State, Texas, and Texas A&M, I mean, that's exactly their style of play. So I was encouraged by that for sure.
Johnny Harris, the new women's basketball coach for the Auburn Tigers. We're talking with Britt Bowen, the voice of Auburn Women's Hoops, on this Wednesday edition of Sports Call. Britt, when people bring up the fact that, listen, this is someone who has no head coaching experience but has worked for some really good coaches and really good teams, how do you respond to that?
Well, I mean, like, here's the thing. Like, if people are either going to be upset about not being a head coach, or they're going to be upset about not having SEC experience. So you got to pick your poison. I mean, there are only so many coaches out there who are available that have head coaching experience in the SEC. So
good point.
The not having coaching experience doesn't really doesn't really mean anything to me, because if you look at some of the great head coaches out there in all of sports, not just women's basketball, but all of sports, you know, there are a lot of first-time coaches out there that do a lot of great things. Okay, so you know, I think overall, is she a good fit for this program? Can she recruit? Because you know, you got to have the foundations laid before you can come in and say, oh, you're going to be a great head coach because you've been a head coach. No, that's not always the case. There are several examples of that out there throughout sports. So for me, does she have the qualities to be a great head coach? And I think she does. Does she have the foundation to be successful in this league? You look at her resume, she absolutely does. She's proven she can do that. Can she recruit? That's what's going to take for this program immediately to start building for the future is recruits. Recruiting. She's done that. She's been established as one of the top recruiters, not only in the SEC, but in the country. So, I mean, the fact that she had a major part in building that Mississippi State program from a relevance to national prominence is very encouraging for Auburn, because right now that's the task at hand, is improving this program just so that we can get back competitive to start being in those conversations again.
And Britt, what are some things you would like to see out of Coach Harris as far as maybe garnering more fan engagement and trying to fill up Auburn Arena for the next couple of seasons and beyond?
Well, no question. That's one of the things that she's going to have to do. I mean, she mentioned in the press conference yesterday that her and the team are going to be out in the community. And the key to that, though, is, hey, that can't just be for the first year or two. That's got to be throughout the tenure. That's got to be throughout, hey, when we're starting to have success, that continues. But the positive thing about her is they had to do just that at Mississippi State. They had to go out and recruit and go out and build a fan base. All right, so she's done that before. Not to mention, Bruce Pearl just had to do the exact same thing for Auburn men's basketball. I don't know if you guys remember back when Tony Barbie was coaching, there wasn't a whole lot of fan support for Auburn men's basketball, even with Auburn Arena. There just wasn't. So the fact that she's done it and she's got a head coach, another head coach right down the hall from her that's done it too and has done it successfully here at Auburn, I think that's a good sign, especially if Auburn Athletics can, they've also got to do their part in giving fans a reason to care about this program. And to their credit, I think they did just that by hiring Johnny Harris this past weekend. So the first step is made, but let me tell you this, I think it's going to take a collective effort from fans, from the program, from coaches, players, and then from the athletics administration to make this work. I'm not a believer of pointing fingers and pointing at one or the other to say, hey, you got to do X. No, everybody's got to buy in to make this work. But first and foremost, again, I think the players right now, the current players and the coaches on this roster, they need fan support right now, primarily because, you know, these are 17, 18, 19-year-old kids who just went through a big major change over the last month. And then that's something that is often lost in coaching changes. Yes, it's part of the business. You know, I mean, that's a given. But for players, it's not that simple. It's not as cut and dry. Their daily lives are affected by this. They were not recruited by this coach. This coach did not recruit these players. So they got to spend some time getting to know each other in the gel. And come November, like, they are going to need support to get that going. But as you mentioned, Javon, they've got to do their part in going out and giving fans a reason to want to support them. So for me, it goes both ways. But for Coach Harris to have that experience is a great sign.
You can follow him on Twitter at Britt Bowen AU. This is Britt Bowen. He is the voice of Auburn women's basketball. Does play-by-play for the broadcasts alongside Dr. Larry DeShera in the booth there on the Auburn Sports Network. Britt, when we listened to her press conference at the start, she was talking about how the players on the team had already asked her coach, when can we get in the gym? When can we get to work? Talking about those players in particular, who are going to be some of those stars on next year's team that are going to be sort of the leaders within the program, if you had to guess?
Honestly, Scott Grayson, for sure. I mean, she's the one. She was averaging, just under 15 points a game this past year. I mean, she was a McDonald's All-American in high school. She's going to be one of the players that Coach Harris has to build around, because she has that leadership and she's the same player each and every game. I think there are a couple other players that can step up and be a big impact. I'm very encouraged by Romy Levy, the freshman from Israel, and also Aisha Koulibaly. They were two freshmen that really came on that had to play a lot of minutes this past year, and Auburn asked a lot of, you know. But the big question is, hey, what's Auburn going to look like in the post? And I'm interested to see if Kai White is back on the roster. You know, she missed most of the year due to an injury this year. How does Shayla Jordan develop inside? Because without Unique Thompson, look, you're not going to replace her. You're just not. So that's going to take a team effort. But those are a couple players. And then also Elena Rice. You know, Elena, she kind of established herself as a starting point guard about halfway through the conference play from the start of February on. And Elena gave Auburn some good minutes. It was her first year in the SEC, so can she take that next step? But also, too, you know, I'm not exactly sure how many scholarships are available right now. I don't think a ton. So I'm interested to see what kind of recruiting class Coach Harris can draw in this first year to complement what's already on the roster. Because make no mistake about it, I mean, I think there's a lot of development that needs to happen between today, April 7th, to the 1st of November, when the season gets going. But I truly believe, I mean this, I don't believe this roster is, I don't think they're as bad as a winless team in the SEC. There's a lot, not to make excuses, but a lot of just bad breaks this year that this team caught, and I think they're a lot better than what that record shows, and I can't wait for them to have a chance to prove that again come November.
With a new coach coming in, that means someone had to exit. The coach obviously moving away from Auburn. Coach Terry Williams-Lanois, after 9 seasons as the Tigers head coach. Britt Bowen just finished his 2nd season as the voice of Auburn women's basketball. Britt, you've told us off the air before many, many times that Coach Flo has been nothing but phenomenally nice to you. Anything that you would like to share about her professionally and how she was able to help you throughout her career? Your career?
Yeah, this Coach Flo, I mean, she personally, she welcomed me in when I was filling in for Andy Burcham just as a fill-in announcer. I'm talking calling 1 to 3 games a year. And she welcomed me in with open arms and gave me an opportunity to help Andy out and grow in broadcasting. And guys, I'll be honest with you, if Coach Flo told Chris Davis and Andy Burcham back 2 years ago that, hey, she didn't want me to be the radio voice of this team, I would not be in this position today. So I am in debt to Coach Flo for that, for her support. But Coach Flo, look, she cared about her players. She cared about her staff. She always treated us with respect, and to her credit, as tough as things were some nights, not once did she ever dodge an interview. Not once did she ever dodge a question on the Coach Flo show. You know, so for that, I have a whole lot of respect for it. And I obviously you hate the way things turned out, but certainly wish her the best in the future. And she'll always have my support just from how she supported me. But again, that's what's the tough part about this business is you make relationships with people, and unfortunately at times, yeah, you know, like the changes are made, and that's life. But certainly wish her the best, and thankful for what she did at Auburn too, because that's something that's often lost. You know, I mean, she touched a lot of people, a lot of athletes while she was here at Auburn, and that doesn't need to be forgotten.
Very well said. It's Britt Bowen joining us here on the program today, also the play-by-play voice for Auburn softball. Tigers taking on Texas A&M this upcoming weekend. You can listen to those games right here on WTGZ Tiger 95.9. Britt, we got to get to a break. You're far too kind with your time. Thank you for doing this again today, and we look forward to talking to you again soon, okay?
Hey, guys, appreciate the time. Thanks again, and looking forward to the next one. War Eagle.